The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I don't want to beat a dead horse, but this horse is far from dead. It was just given life yesterday. I'm talking about the, what's it called? The Rescue America Plan? American Rescue Plan. The American Rescue Plan. 9% of it is going to go to COVID-related things. All right, let me give you a summary of what's in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. All right? Less than 9% will be going to things related to COVID-19. Less than 9%. 27% goes to state and local governments. And let's be honest, most of those state and local governments are in a financial mess because of their own bad decisions. 21% goes to policies that reduce private sector employment. It will actually reduce private sector employment. $135 million goes to the National Endowment for the Arts. What does that have to do with COVID? Nothing. Another $135 million goes for the National Endowment for the Humanities. What does that have to do with COVID? Nothing. How does that benefit you? It doesn't. How does it benefit America? It doesn't. $200 million for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. The Institute of Museum and Library Services, $200 million. Oh, and here's a great one, because remember what the name of this bill is? The American Rescue Plan. Got that? Repeat it out loud with me. The American Rescue Plan. Say it one more time. The American Rescue Plan. $12 billion from the American Rescue Plan will go to foreign governments. Foreign aid. $12 billion of the American Rescue Plan will go to foreign governments. Just let that sink in. All right, now, what will be spent this year of the $1.9 trillion? Okay. President Biden last night said it's coming, it's urgent, we got to get this out, we got to get it out as quickly as possible. What will be spent this year of the $1.9 trillion? Of the money going to K through 12 schools, 5% will be spent this year. It's urgent! These schools are dependent. 5% that is going to K through 12 schools will go this year. 5% of the money allocated to K through 12 schools will be spent this year. What about the emergency housing vouchers? President Biden has talked much about those. We've got to help the hopeless. We've got to help the hopeless. And we got to do it now. It's urgent. Of the $5 billion allocated to emergency housing vouchers, 5% of that will be allocated this year. But I thought it was an emergency. I thought 5% this year. We got to help with child care. $39 billion is being allocated to child care. The next 12 months, 17%. But no, that's 17%. And then the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. $50 billion is being allocated to FEMA. How much will be spent this year? 23%. And then here is the best. Homeless assistance. The Biden administration has talked a great deal about homelessness. Kamala Harris during the campaign talked a great deal about homelessness. Joe Biden during the campaign, we've got to help the hopeless. We've got to help the hopeless. We've heard over and over and over again, COVID-19 has done terrible things to the homeless situation. We've got to rush emergency help. Congress has got to vote on this. Congress has got to approve it. I'll sign it into law. $5 billion has been allocated for homeless assistance. How much will be spent in the next 12 years? Zero. Zero. Say what? I thought it was urgent. And by the way, it is. There is really a homeless problem in America, and the COVID-19 has made it worse. Of the $5 billion set aside in the American Rescue Plan, not one penny will be spent this year. Somebody, please explain to me how this is good government. Now, hey, the relief packages when Donald Trump was president, they were filled with pork, too. Got to admit that. They were filled with pork, too. As much? No. But there was a great deal of pork there. But to be completely honest, candid, and objective, most of that pork was put into the previous stimulus packages under the Trump administration in order to get a handful of Democrats to vote for it. The Republicans said, all right. All right, all right, all right. We'll put in some pork. And so they did. How many Republicans voted for this relief package? None. Even the far-left-leaning people like Mitt Romney, Murkowski, Collins. No, even they were not liberal enough to vote for this package. Now, you would think that when these statistics come out, and they're readily available, you can find them everywhere, there would be universal outrage in America. But there won't be. Can I tell you why? You already know. $1,400 checks that could arrive in your banking account as early as this weekend. As long as I get a few dollars, I don't care. Spend the country into bankruptcy, I don't care. I'm going to get $1,400 in my bank account. So it's okay. Yeah. All right, enough on that. But if you don't believe me on those figures, look them up yourself, please. As I say constantly, don't believe it because I said it. Check it out for yourself. One of the worst pieces of legislation ever passed in American history. one of the worst. And what it's going to do to our debt, our deficit, is just absolutely incredible. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll switch gears when we come back. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I hate to keep bringing bad news to you concerning America's educational system, but as they say, the hits keep coming. Critical race theory, wokeness, political correctness has not just invaded our public schools, but right now is almost in complete control. Here is a sad story. Here's the headline. Biracial student fails critical race theory class for refusing to confess his white dominance. Yeah, this happened in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the irony here is just so deep. His school is called the Democracy Preparatory Academy. The Democracy Preparatory Academy in Las Vegas, Nevada. A biracial high school senior is being threatened to not graduate for failing a, quote, critical race theory class because he refused to confess his, and I'm quoting from the class, his white dominance as a part of the course requirement. He's biracial. Gabrielle Clark says that her son, William, was forced to take a mandatory sociology of change course at the school. And may I again mention the school is Democracy Preparatory Academy in Las Vegas. Yeah. The mother says, quote, in the class, William, along with all the students, was asked to publicly reveal his race, gender, religious, and sexual identities, and then they were required to attach derogatory labels to those identities. Then students were assigned to come up with ways to undo the negative traits of their identity. All right, I am a boy. Oh, well, that means that you hate women. How can you undo that? I am a Christian. Now, again, I'm making this up because I don't know what faith this person is. But what I'm trying to tell you practically what was happening. Okay, you're a Christian. Well, Christians are responsible for, you know, okay, sexual identities and so forth. But the race thing. Again, this student is biracial. And I am assuming it's a boy. I'm not sure the name is not given, and I'm glad the name is not given, but I am assuming it's a boy. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. It does say it's a boy. He refused to publicly confess his white dominance because he's not completely white. So he failed the class, and they're saying he may not graduate. And then we have New York. A private Christian school in New York City. Do you hear that? A private Christian school has released to the students and the parents a, quote, inclusive language guide. An inclusive language guide. The guide was given to the families and the students in order to provide, quote, the community with more inclusive language that is aligned with the mission of the school. Quote, this is part of the guide given to parents and kids. While we recognize hateful language that promotes racism, misogyny, homophobia, and other forms of discrimination are already addressed in our school handbooks, we also recognize that we can do more than ban hateful language. We can use language to create welcoming and inclusive spaces. Here are these suggestions, and I'm quoting. I'm not making this up. Don't say boys and girls, guys, or ladies and gentlemen. Instead, say people, folks, friends, readers, mathematicians. When reading a book, avoid saying the boy, girl on this page. Say the child, person, character. Now, either sit down or grab the steering wheel firmly. I quote, instead of saying mom and dad, say grown-ups, folks, or family. Instead of saying husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, say spouse, partner, significant other. The guide also encourages the school community to, quote, state affirming pronouns when introducing yourselves. For folks all along the gender spectrum, using the right pronouns can be affirming to their gender identity, or on the flip side, can be detrimental if they are misgendered. Continuing, the guide calls the phrase traditional family, I'm quoting, an outdated term that should not be used. Traditional family. The name of the school? Grace Church School. Oh, it's Episcopalian. It's an Episcopalian college preparatory school in New York City. The guide has received a great deal of pushback and criticism. The leaders of the school are standing by it, saying this is going to lead to a more inclusive environment in the school. Boys, girls, uh-uh. Mom, dad, uh-uh. Traditional family, uh-uh. That is a supposedly Christian school.